5:30 on a Tuesday. We get a chance to talk with Keyshawn Johnson. Now, if you like what you hear at 5:30, and why wouldn't you? Every single Monday through Friday from 8 to 10, you hear Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin right here on 98.7. So lock that in, make an appointment listening, and Keyshawn joins us now. Keyshawn, Michael, Don, and Peter, how you doing?
What's happening?
All good.
What's happening, Michael, Don, and Peter?
What's up?
We're all good. Now, did the Super Bowl change your mind about the way you look at the Chiefs? Because Bart Scott today on your show, I couldn't believe it, said that he would rather have Watson than Mahomes. I don't remember anybody saying that before the Super Bowl. I don't know about you, Keyshawn. I thought Mahomes was heroic on Sunday.
Well, I mean, a lot had to do with a lot, right? You can have a bad game once in a while, and he had a bad game in front of 100 million people. So, you know, offensive line, decimated receivers, not separating, defensive game plan, marvelous by ex-New York Jet head coach Todd Bowles, players, you know, that was ready to play, different game plan than we saw in November when Kansas City played Denver. Here's what I would say. It's not that I would rather have Deshaun Watson over Patrick Mahomes or Patrick Mahomes over Dak Prescott or Deshaun over Dak or Dak over Deshaun. They're all about the same when healthy, given the right situation and the right tools. What happens in professional sports, as you know, when you cover it, been covering for so long, is everybody is a prisoner of the moment. Right?
Right.
It's like, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest we've ever seen. We've never seen anything like it before. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's like, well, people like me and Bart, we get into trouble because we tell the truth. And the reality of it is there's no difference between those guys, man. If you put Patrick Mahomes in Houston with – O'Brien coaching in that dysfunctional organization, what do you think he's going to look like? You put Deshaun in Kansas City last year when they won the Super Bowl, he's going to look a little bit different to you.
Mm-hmm.
He may not make all the throws that Patrick Mahomes makes, and Patrick Mahomes is not going to make all the throws Deshaun makes. And if you take Dak Prescott and you move in from the Dallas Cowboys and you put him in Kansas City and be honest with yourself, prisoner of the moment. Do you really honestly think that you're going to have a significant drop off from Patrick Mahomes to Deshaun to Dak Prescott? I don't believe so. I don't believe so. You may have a drop off in certain situations, but you also may have an upgrade in certain situations. So I think that's more probably what Bart was speaking to. And we get into trouble because we tell the truth. And sometimes people don't want to hear what they perceive as not being the truth, even though they know it's the truth.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Does it work the other way too, Key? Like Tom Brady's great, but if, you know, Aaron Rodgers was on New England with Bill Belichick, he probably would win as many titles. Or if Mahomes was on Tampa on Sunday and Brady was on Kansas City, Brady's probably being taken off on a stretcher and Mahomes is lifting the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we're going to We gave Tom Brady the MVP trophy. Did Tom Brady play at an MVP level in that game compared to Devin White? I mean, if you really look at it, did he really play at an MVP level compared to Devin White? But the minds was already made up going into the game of the voters who they was going to give the MVP trophy to. All he needed to do was win the game and play good. And it was his trophy to take home. And that's what happens in professional sports. We hate to – it's not that they cheated or – it's none of that. It's just that they've already made their mind, hey, Brady's going to be the MVP. And he just doesn't need to throw three interceptions, three touchdowns, you know, complete 70-80% of his passes. He's going to walk away with the MVP trophy if they win, no matter what anybody. Devin White would have had to have five interceptions for touchdowns to MVP trophy away from Tom Brady. Just that's what happens, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the reality of the situation.
I was silly enough, Keyshawn, to think that when they got back into the red zone after Gronk had two scores, I thought, man, if Gronk gets in the end zone again, how do you not consider giving Gronk the MVP? But to your point, there's probably no one who could have gotten the MVP.
Wasn't going to happen. It just wasn't. The only way you see a non-quarterback get the MVP is that quarterback's got to be like the running back's got to rush for 150, three touchdowns, or they have to do what Dexter Jackson did, get two interceptions early in the game in Tampa, and the game was already decided. Even though Dwight Smith got two pick six at the end of the game, and Derek Brooks closed the deal, and Brad Johnson played well, Dexter Jackson jump-started it all. So it was fresh in their minds on already giving the MVP trophy to Dexter Jackson. I mean, it's just the way it is. But look, these quarterbacks are all interchangeable to a degree, right? You're not going to have that major of a drop-off from Dak Prescott to Deshaun to Aaron Rodgers to Patrick Mahomes. There may be a tip in the scale. You may tip the scale from 28.5 to 26.75, but is that a big drop-off? Like,
see,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's
somebody gives you.
Here's what I don't understand, though, because you're saying that you're telling the truth and Bart's telling the truth, and obviously when you speak, you're telling the truth. But there are people in the business, people that have played, too. They were anointing Patrick Mahomes as the greatest quarterback of all time. He was definitely going to Canton. You never hear that about Deshaun Watson, ever.
He is, because Deshaun Watson didn't win an MVP. Deshaun Watson didn't win a Super Bowl. Deshaun Watson has yet to take his team to a AFC championship.
But you're saying the skill set's the same. Essentially.
But what happens in your mind and what happens in those people's minds is because all of those other accolades pushes someone up. It pushes you up because of your accolades. It's almost like the greatest shortstop we've ever seen and that I've ever seen was Derek Jeter, right? That's the greatest one I ever seen. I don't know about all the dudes from the 1918s, and I don't know. I know about Derek Jeter. He's the greatest shortstop I've ever seen. But you've never heard anybody say he was one of the top five baseball players of all time or one of the top. But the dude went in the Hall of Fame with, what did he get, 99.9% of the vote or something crazy like that?
One person didn't.
But you, for whatever, he didn't sign a baseball for him or something, whatever. he didn't invite him up to his penthouse. But look at that, though. His skill set is such that he goes in the Hall of Fame with one person not voting, and you can take him and put him in anybody's lineup across the world, and you're going to get the same thing as you got for most shortstops. For whatever reason, people didn't want to anoint him as one of the all-time top five dudes. He just became, Mr. Whatever, the captain and all. So they shaped it a certain way. This is the same thing that happens with a Patrick Mahomes, a Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson hasn't led his team to anything. Well, Patrick Mahomes has. Right. Dak Prescott hasn't really led his team to anything. And there's nothing wrong with putting the cart before the horse with Patrick Mahomes because he's got 15 years to go. I was never that said he's getting ready to win six of the next nine Super Bowls because I know better.
One thing that I'm surprised at, I love Deshaun Watson's game, and I could hear what you're saying about that. I'm surprised that you put Prescott on that same level. Well, what are you seeing that I'm not
because
seeing?
Because he's a baller. That dude's a baller. Get him in baller. If he didn't get hurt, balling. He's a legitimate baller. But here's the problem. Plays for the Dallas Cowboys. They don't win consistently. So he's somewhat stained because he wears a cowboy uniform that's not winning big time games and it's all the hype.
But he's also partially responsible for that.
Yeah, but he's a baller though, man.
He's a great quarterback, but he's had weapons. You could say he should have won more.
The best year that they had was the year that Zeke went crazy. That was their best year. Outside of that, Amari Cooper disappeared on him. He was playing with an agent tied in and Jason Witten. They had to go out and get Amari Cooper because the receivers were so bad. Then all of a sudden, Zeke started to fumble. The offensive line started to break apart. The defense struggled. That's why they fired Jason Garrett. The guy's only been in the league 4 years, man. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been in the league. We're not talking about 15 years of play here. We're talking about 4 years of play. 4 years of play. And so what happens is, again, when people set the narrative about what that player is, that narrative tends to continue until they go and win championships to change your mind. Think about Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger won 2 Super Bowls, but you never hear people talk about him as one in that same breath as Aaron Rodgers and some of the other quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. You never hear his name. He won 2 Super Bowls. And every year he throws for 4,000 yards. And they win a ton of games. And since he's had Mike Tomlin, never been less than 8-8. But you never hear that about him because there's so much other stuff that has swirled around his career that people just want to ignore who Ben Roethlisberger is as a quarterback. Now, he wasn't good this year toward the end, but throughout mostly his career, dude was a hell of a quarterback, man. He really was. And it's all about how you like, right? Think about it. Here's Matthew Stafford. I don't want to keep going on and on, but here's Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford leaves the Detroit Lions, and all of a sudden the Rams getting ready to be the greatest team ever created in history. What did Matthew Stafford ever do in Detroit? You mentioned Dak Prescott. What did Matthew Stafford ever do?
Nothing.
He didn't really have any – but people
– He threw
will,
for 5,000 yards
say, one
year.
I could throw for 5,000 yards when I'm behind every game. Well, I mean, that – okay.
Nobody wins in Detroit. I'm not going to kill him for that. Nobody wins in Detroit.
But you see what you just did? Nobody wins in Detroit, but Dak Prescott's got to win in Dallas. But nobody hadn't won in Dallas.
No, but I'm saying I think Dallas has had a much better team than the Lions have had. Outside of Megatron, which he had early in his career, he never had anybody to throw the ball to.
The Lions have struggled, but they have had people to throw the ball to. They have had offenses that have been prolific. You don't throw 5,000 yards just to make it.
Right, but they're just horribly run. But
if you're consistently throwing for 4,000 yards, it ain't all going to Megatron. Megatron been retired for
no, because I think he's an outstanding quarterback. But on a garbage organization.
But it's a great team by Keyshawn, though. It's a great point, though, because he's right. I mean, when you think about it, Dallas is horribly run, also.
Yes, and to my point is though, it's all about how you want to present a player. We love Matthew Stafford, right? Matthew Stafford, he's great. He's a good guy. The story, who he is, he's buried in Detroit. Oh, my God, he's escaped. So that's the story. Where the story on Jared Goff is something totally different. Like, oh, this guy, the dude just was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, man. But the story has been painted that he can't do certain things because he lost a couple games and he turned the ball over some. So the first thing you do is you get rid of him. You can't, and nobody will ever sit here and tell me that Matthew Stafford is a 10 and Jared Goff is a 2. You're not going to.
No,
you're
but
not
I think Stafford's
ever
better.
Be able to tell me that.
I think Stafford's better.
Okay, is he Super Bowl better?
Well, he's got the
because
team
because Jared
now.
Goff went to the Super Bowl.
I know
that's
he
not
did.
What I asked you though. That's not,
I know,
that's
but
not,
he's also got a genius for a coach who had no problem getting rid of him because I think he hit his ceiling.
A genius for a coach. Okay. All right, you keep labeling Sean McVay as a genius and talk to me next year after the season or year after. That's all I'm saying. Don't get caught up in all of a sudden he's a genius for a coach. If he was a genius for a coach, fix the quarterback then. Because one coach once told me
not fix
one coach once told me who's a Hall of Fame coach who won a couple Super Bowls here in this city. You know what he told me before? He said, it ain't time to get rid of nobody. It's time to teach them how to play football. That's what I was told before. It ain't time to get rid of them. It's time to teach them how to play. That's what we get paid to do. So when you start telling me, oh, well, he's not this or he's not that, and Sean McVay's a genius, what makes Sean, what classifies Sean McVay as a genius? That's all I'm asking you. What classifies him as a genius? Because Bill Walsh won.
He's highly respected. Every team in the NFL seems to want to get somebody like him. I understand you got to win in order to get that, but he is highly respected as an offensive mind.
So was Adam Gates.
But
and I ain't comparing the two.
But
he,
McVay's accomplished a lot more than Gase has.
But just hear what I'm saying though. This is the narrative that's set. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it wrong. It's just a narrative that's set with people. Oh, he's a genius. He's an innovator. Well, fix it then. If you're such a genius and such an innovator, I'm just not one, and I'll never be as long as you've been covering me. To take and put people on these high pedestals just because somebody else says it. Because, quite frankly, I don't look at Jared Goff as a guy who just led a team to a Super Bowl that can't play all of a sudden anymore.
I think he can play. I think Stafford's better. If you have a chance to upgrade a quarterback, you go for it.
Yeah, but you go for it. It ain't Aaron Rodgers is all I'm saying. I don't think that this dude is a 10 and the other guy's a 2.
Now, but I think it could be an eight and a six for a team that's a win now team.
It could be a 7 and a 6.5 or half and maybe a 6. But the way that the media has shifted it is they turned it into this guy can't play and this guy getting ready to take him to the Super Bowl. Now, God bless him if it happens. I don't know that it's going to happen because what if it doesn't happen? Now what? Now what are we going to say? Get rid of Matthew Stafford now? Or are we going to say Matthew Stafford was part of the problem in Detroit? This is why they couldn't win? That's all I'm saying.
But I mean, I got to see how it plays out. You know, if he plays poorly, yeah, that's going to be a disaster. But that's a team that was hanging with Green Bay with Aaron Donald on one leg. And I think with the upgraded quarterback, that's a game that they can win. I think they can win that division, and I think they can go to the Super Bowl. If Stafford plays poorly, then I was wrong. But I think they've got a shot. In a wide-open NFC with a defense like that, they probably felt that slight upgrade could be enough for us to get a chance.
And that may be. Maybe you win the Miami game, it's a different seating. Maybe you beat the Jets, it's a different seating. I understand. I get it. But I'm a what-if guy. Anybody that tells you, I'm always cautious to what-if, though. What if it doesn't work the way you think it does? And that's it. But those quarterbacks that I spoke about, I think all of them, for the most part, depending on the system and the coaches that they surround themselves with, are all to a point interchangeable. The other two guys didn't have a Super Bowl or two or three to go to, didn't win an MVP yet, but they certainly have played at MVP levels. Deshaun Watson threw for 4,900 yards, MVP level. What did he throw? 40-something touchdowns, 7 interceptions on a bad team. MVP numbers, but you can't give an MVP to a guy that's on a bad team. So if he moves and he comes to a team that is successful, I'm sure you'll be hearing his name in the MVP conversations moving forward.
Keyshawn, this was fun. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddies.
All right, be well. That's Keyshawn Johnson. When we come back, we'll talk more about what Keyshawn just said. Listen, I can understand the Deshaun Watson thing. I can't quite understand the Dak stuff. Sorry, I can't. 1-800-919-3776. Sometimes it's just the eye test, too. But Keyshawn sees things different than we do, but that's just my opinion. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. Kay LeGreco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.